Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Cluster B personality disorders are characterized by dramatic, overly emotional, and unpredictable thoughts and behavior. From Ars Longa Media, this is Cluster B, scientifically informed, expert insights into the four Cluster B personality types, antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic personality disorder. Here's today's host, Dr. Todd Grande.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question is, what is the relationship between rejection sensitivity and rage in borderline personality disorder? Now, to help answer this question about rejection sensitivity and rage, I'm using an article that was published in 2011 by Barrison and colleagues. And I'll put the reference to this article in the description for this video. So first, let's take a look at borderline personality disorder, and then we'll talk about the nature of rage, look at rejection sensitivity, and see what the relationship between these constructs is. So with borderline personality disorder, we see that this is a cluster B personality disorder in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. That's the emotional, erratic, and dramatic cluster. So it's the same cluster as antisocial, narcissistic, and histrionic personality disorders. We see 9 symptom criteria with borderline personality disorder: frantic efforts to avoid abandonment, an unstable relationship pattern. Sometimes this is called the love-hate cycle. We see identity disturbance, impulsivity in at least 2 areas that could be damaging, suicidal behaviors, gestures, threats, ideations. We see affective instability, a chronic feeling of emptiness, inappropriate intense anger, and of course that's relevant to this particular video, and paranoid ideation or dissociation. So as we look across the symptom criteria for borderline personality disorder, of course that anger one stands out, as I indicated, but also the frantic efforts to avoid abandonment and the unstable relationships. All these seem to be linked together. It's important to note here, of course, that only 5 of these symptoms need to be present for a diagnosis of borderline personality disorder. So there are presentations of borderline personality disorder that don't involve inappropriate intense anger. In my experience, these are not as common as presentations that do involve anger, but it is still important to recognize that we see with borderline personality disorder that not all presentations are similar. Now, when the symptom criterion of anger is met in borderline personality disorder, we see this anger has a certain characteristic to it. A lot of times, this particular type of anger is referred to as rage, sometimes referred to as borderline rage. And this is because it's not only intense and inappropriate, but there's an uncontrolled feeling to this particular type of anger. And it causes a lot of problems for individuals with borderline personality disorder, and we see evidence of this in the research. This anger or rage can disrupt relationships, including romantic relationships, friendships, relationships at work, and even the therapeutic relationship, even the relationship that an individual with borderline personality disorder has with their mental health clinician. We also see that this anger or rage is associated with violence, and it predicts early termination of treatment on the part of the individual with borderline personality disorder. So individuals who have this rage are more likely to drop out of therapy. We also see an increased risk for self-harm and suicidal behavior associated with borderline rage. So this brings me to the theory of rejection sensitivity and rage. And this theory exists even outside of borderline personality disorder, meaning individuals without the disorder would also manifest this particular tendency that rejection sensitivity could result in feelings of rage.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
But we do believe that the experience of rage is a bit different in borderline personality disorder. And we believe it makes sense to link borderline personality disorder with this particular relationship between rejection sensitivity and rage. In borderline personality disorder, we see that the rage has an abrupt onset and a lot of fluctuation. There's a lot of variability in the experience of rage. We also believe that the rage seen with borderline personality disorder is part of the sudden mood switching associated with the disorder. So it's not just rage. There's a lot of different emotions and a lot of rapid mood switching that we see with borderline personality disorder. We know from prior research that aspects that are similar to rage have been associated in borderline personality disorder with failure, being alone, and rejection. So we see that prior literature sets the stage to examine rejection sensitivity and its link to rage in borderline personality disorder. Now, when looking at just the rejection sensitivity model, whether it involves borderline personality disorder or not, we see that individuals who are high in rejection sensitivity tend to interpret stimuli, in particular, other people's behavior, rejection cues, in an affective way. So there's a strong emotional component to that interpretation. It's not logical, rather it's biased. And we believe that this is a reflexive reaction. An individual is not aware of long-term goals and develops a narrow perspective when this is happening. So this leads to feelings of anger and sometimes, unfortunately, physical aggression. So we see that borderline personality disorder has this link to insecure attachment. We see this in prior research, and we know that insecure attachment has a link to rejection sensitivity. We also see that borderline personality disorder is associated with an increased likelihood of perceiving negativity in social situations, the same thing we see with rejection sensitivity. So prior to the study we're looking at today, we see information that links borderline personality disorder with rejection sensitivity, but it was never really clearly studied, and that's what this particular article is looking at. And they had three different ways they studied this relationship. We see a rejection sensitivity questionnaire being given to participants who have borderline personality disorder and what we refer to as healthy controls, individuals who do not have the disorder. We also see a priming pronunciation assessment, and this is to test an automatic association between rejection and rage. And then another component to this particular study was an experience sampling diary. So a number of questions were asked about cognitive, emotional, and behavior characteristics, emphasizing, of course, feelings of rejection and rage. And this took place over 3 weeks, five times a day. So there was a potential of 105 entries for each participant. So in this study, an attempt was made to really analyze this relationship between rejection sensitivity and rage from a number of different angles. So what were the findings of the study? Well, we see here that with rejection sensitivity, with that questionnaire, individuals with borderline personality disorder were in the 90th percentile when compared to a sample from the general population. In terms of that priming pronunciation assessment that was designed to look at the automatic association between rejection and rage, we did see here in the results there was a rejection-rage facilitation effect. So that particular assessment showed a link between rejection and rage in borderline personality disorder. And with that diary assessment, we see here that individuals with borderline personality disorder had higher levels of perceived rejection and higher levels of rage than the healthy controls. We also see from this diary assessment that 14% of the entries entered by individuals with borderline personality disorder indicated an intensity of feelings of rage that was higher than the moderate level. So when we look at the percent of individuals in the healthy control group that had this intensity of moderate or greater, it was less than 0.3%. So there's a substantial difference between the borderline personality disorder group and the healthy controls in terms of the intensity of feelings of rage. The last finding from the diary assessment was that the level of perceived rejection was a significant predictor of rage. Combining the findings from the diary assessment with the priming pronunciation assessment, they found that strong rejection contingent increases in rage were associated with shorter latencies in the rejection primed words in that priming pronunciation assessment. So really they connected those two assessments together to show this strong association between rejection sensitivity and rage. So it's important when looking at the results to hear that we keep in mind that rejection sensitivity isn't the only thing that explains rage and borderline personality disorder, but it does appear to be a significant factor. We also know that self-regulation is an important component. So when looking to apply these findings, it may be that mental health clinicians should factor in rejection sensitivity when treating borderline personality disorder, specifically in terms of reducing the experience of rage.
For more content like this, check out Healthy Toxic, another podcast from Ars Longa Media, all about what makes or breaks relationships, including issues related to narcissism, narcissistic abuse, and how personality disorders affect relationships. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis. Learn more at arslonga.media.
Welcome to the Bravery Academy. My name is Emma Ferris and I'm your host. This podcast is crafted to share the stories of courageous individuals who have overcome adversity and found the courage to live their best lives. We'll explore the science of well-being, courage and connection, and interview top thought leaders, game changers and survivors. And it's from these stories that we learn what resilience is, how to heal, how to recover, and how to be brave.